Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. This is, of course, Keep the Boss of the Beach, and we're talking about our veterans today. Voice for Veterans is always on the air because we do veteranization. And what that means is, if you're a veteran, we're here to help. If you're a family member of a veteran, we're really here to help. And what we know is that over all the years, veterans still stand tall. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, and I want to talk to everybody. This is the beginning of one of the biggest events that we always like to associate with and talk about. Operation Stand Down. One community now, no veteran left behind. That's what most of the show is going to be about, but we're going to also talk about Bay Pines National Cemetery, which has now been upgraded, cleaned up, and put out there. There's not a lot of places left, but you can still get there. We're going to be talking about the Bay Pines National Cemetery because we are here right now, St. Petersburg. I'm back from Miami. We did visit the Veterans Hospital while we were down there in Miami, and I'm giving this shout out to all of our Miami veterans who are still in the south side of paradise. We're on the west coast of paradise, right over here, Tampa Bay area, and we salute all of our organizations in this area that have continually support the veteran cause. You know that COVID came in, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that later. It's not gone yet, and we want all of our veterans to be vigilant. We want you to be vigilant and make sure that if it says wear the mask, wear it. If it says don't wear the mask, don't wear the mask. We know that there's a lot of things that have come and gone in this great country that we smile about because we went through that. We want to be able to say the same thing about COVID-19. All we want to be able to tell people is, oh, yeah, we went through that. Done deal. I'm going to be talking about the checklist for success, especially as I do my stand down day to day. You know, next weekend, 2022, the stand down date, April 29th through May 1st, the concourse, Rotary Pavilion, 11919, Alaric, Pottsburg Road, Shady Hills. Now, we're all going to be there, and we're going to make sure that everybody who can help a veteran shows up and support them. We have to admit one thing. We've done well. When I started doing this radio Voice for Veterans radio show, I do confess, it was a lot of work because I was having to learn where to go to get the proper information. Now, 14 years later, 13 and a half, almost 14 years later, the internet has come alive. We've all come alive, and you can find a lot more information to support your cause than we used to could do. And I'm saying right now, there are job fairs for our veterans. Yes, we're putting everybody back to work, but yes, we're standing up and making sure that our veterans get priority because they're the foundation. You know, when you go to war, it trains you. It disciplines you. Even if you go to a war zone and you're not having to fight, even if you're just doing logistics and you're not there at the front line, it trains you to be a better person. We are a working class people, and the veterans learn that from the ground up. So, today, I'm going to read off where some veteran job fairs are. There's a checklist. Just check it out. Look for it. If you happen to need one, go by. You might be able to make a little bit more money than just running through the newspaper. Yes, Keep the Boss of the Beach. And I'm talking about Voice for Veterans. That was a little tip that I want you to know. do not be afraid to go to an agency. Of course, online agencies are good too, but make sure you let them know that you're a veteran and that you're looking for some good jobs, because you're going to be there for more than a minute. Now, as we move on, I want to talk a little bit more about music. I've talked to a couple of veterans. We're getting ready to do a whole series of veterans music. There's a lot of veterans who play instruments, and I'm finding that there are a lot of places that stand up for them. The Conservative Cafe. If y'all don't know where it is, pull it up. I'm sure it's conservativecafe.com somewhere. Go get it and go by. And every now and then they have a nice show. And these are my conservative friends. Please, go by. Do what you do. Show up and say you support vets too. Because the program, everybody, we support vets too. You're getting ready to start seeing stickers on the windows. If they don't have a sticker, ask them to get one. We support vets too. That's the campaign. On the other hand, there's another side of that coin. Vets helping vets. Now, we do it through Vets 214. WVETonlineradio.com. Look for it. Vets 214. Yes, WVET Latin. Yes, we're doing stuff in the Caribbean through Vibes Radio 1. Yes, there are a lot of voices for veterans now. Start with ontheairtoday.com. And you'll get a chance to use that network, which we're working hard to make sure that a lot of different veterans are going to be popping up in there with different kinds of programs and shows. Now, here we go with the rest of the show. Stay with us. We got a lot more to come. We want you guys to stay with us, because if you're actually paying attention to this radio station, of course, Sunshine Radio, and of course, online, St. Pete Radio. If you're tuning in, you're getting the best of growing talent information. And they believe in that we support vets too. And they are here to make sure we do it. And we're going to do it better than anybody else. You've heard the rest. Now, stay tuned with us for the best. And don't forget, we're going to be talking more about the stand down in this area. We're going to be talking about all of the businesses who support it. So you get right back with us. Janelle. Shut down. Be right back.
Say what you want. Do what you want. Say what you want. Do what you want. Never back down, cause they play in the front. Jam on the truck, them no put in a walk. Blazing a day, so we shut down day.
How you feel, cause they can't see what is real. Always have something to say to the gal, the man, boy, anyway.
Come around, try to tease ya, but you can never please them,
cause them not satisfied. Turn your back from them, oh yeah.
Say what you want, do what you want. Never back down, cause you play in the front. Jam on the truck, them a put in a walk. Blazing a day, so we shut down there.
Say what you want, do what you want.
Never back down, in our front, jump on the truck, then I put in a walk. Blazing a day, so we shut down there.
Words sweet as been honey, but they acting real funny. It don't matter, cause you boss up any time of day. Big up, hotter, you are hotter than what they talking about.
You the one,
you the only one, so I say.
Say what you want, do what you want. Never back down, cause they play in our front. Jump on the truck, then I put in a walk.
One. do the one, do the only one. Hata, say what you want, do what you want. Bigger, hata, you are hata.
So I say,
say what you want, do what you want. Never back down, cause they play in the front. Jam when you truck, then no put to no walk. Blaze in the day, so we shut down there. Say what you want, do what you want. Never back down, cause they play in the front. Jam when you truck, then no put to no walk. Blaze in the day, so we shut down there.
Chapters Health Zala Program. HPH Hospice has stepped up to the plate, and we're helping them out. And, of course, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Operation Stand Down. Coming up this coming weekend, the 29th through the 1st, we're going to be doing everything we can to take care of all of our veterans. And we do it through Operation Stand Down. Okay? We know that you appreciate all of this. It's not even a question. Just getting you all of the information necessary so you know how to get there, so you know how to make sure that everything you do is there and available, and that you come out and support it. They have veteran services. They have volunteer support. And they have a way for you to even become a sponsor. What I want you to do is check it out. 2022, April 29, April 30th. Please, that's going to be Stand Down. You can go online, Operation Stand Down, and you can check them out, 727-849-4724, to see how you can help. I've been several times to the different Stand Downs, and I'm always proud, because this is one place that I've had politicians show up. And they're not politicians. They're just people supporting veterans. So I'll give a shout out to our friends out there who are in the political circle. There is a chance for you to talk to the veterans, because all the veterans have been voting for years. So it's not so much a voter's drive, but it is a way to get to some of the veterans who will make a difference and their families all at one time. So I'm saying, in the word success, one of the things you do is support. There's an SSS in success. One of those S's stands for support the activities. Okay? Please, be ready. And one of the things you can do is show up. Say hello. Meet them face to face. This year, we're going to be videotaping. It's coming out of Washington, D.C. And that's going to be Studio 104, Paul Murray. They're coming down to cover this for a national audience. We know that this Stand Down is one of the best in the country. No matter what you think, we're in paradise. This is Florida. There's a lot of stuff that we do here that we can continue to do, because we have the weather. And thank God we got a good governor. I don't care what nobody say. We got a good governor. And he takes care of Florida. Okay. Career fairs. I told you we were going to talk a little bit about this when we came back. I'm going to take a moment and say thank you to all of those who have continued to support this radio station. We are grateful and appreciative. So this one I want to do for all of you all who are listening. Go by, find a veteran or a veteran family member. And I'm getting ready to give out some dates and places where they're going to be career fairs, upcoming career fairs. We're already in April. There was a, well, actually, the next one, Chicago, Illinois. Upcoming career fairs through the DMV, DAV. Of course, you can come to us. We're publishing them on our website, Chicago, Illinois. That's going to be on the weekend. We'll all be down here, but if you're in the Chicago area and you're a veteran, go by and support that upcoming job fair. Now, in May, start out with the greater Dallas area. Dallas, Texas, on the 5th, virtual career fair regions. Go online, say, I'm in the Dallas area, I'm moving to Dallas. The 5th is Dallas. The 5th is Denver. They're going to be doing simultaneous broadcasts out of Denver and Dallas. Virtual career fair. You can do it. If you happen to be in that area, go on in there. If you're not in that area, but you're looking at that area, do it. Now, on the 12th, it's Greater Boston, Massachusetts. On the 12th, you can also do this one for Baltimore, Maryland. Then on the 19th of May, come on back down to the south, Orlando, Florida. And believe me, there's going to be a lot of jobs with what the shakeup's going on over there at Disney. There's been a major expansion in this area. Disney corporate office is moving from Anaheim or wherever it is in California. They're moving a major corporate office down here in the Orlando area, South Florida. So they're going to be doing a lot of job hiring in the Disney market. But they're looking to help our veterans. After on the 19th, also Cincinnati. And then the 26th, Greater Los Angeles. National will be on the 24th. So go online, pull up National, and they'll be listing all the regions and all the potential jobs and careers. And they're there to help each one of those. Now, I'm reading it off like that because if you're a sponsor in that area or you have a job that you want to look at putting out there for one of our veterans, that information is for you as well. Join each group. The regions, of course, you got Northeast, Midwest, Arizona area, which is that South Midwest. You got the South, South Central, and then Northeast, Northwest and Northeast. So those are the regions. So if you have a job, reach out in one of those regions. Make sure you do virtual career fair regions. It's probably a lot easier to join the fair because they have a physical location and you can get it online as well. Please do it. It's worth it. That's a way to help jobs, and it's a way to make sure you get quality people. And this is not only just for veterans. It's for anybody. But they're specializing in veterans because they're reaching out to the military. Naturally, the military has stepped up and said, okay, we'll let you know who's coming out and when, you know, how many people we have coming out available, and they're working these regions around that. So that means they know that there's several of the veterans getting ready to come out of the, or military people getting ready to come out of the military and will be looking for a job. How to ace an in-person career fair. I just read it. Contact your region. Look for job fairs in those dates I gave you. Please, they are available, and they're looking to help you succeed. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. Again, we're doing Voice for Veterans, and I wanted to say yesterday was 420. We know that in certain states they've legalized the use of the cannabis and the hemp to help reduce the addictiveness that came with the opioids. Yesterday was 420. VCO Miami stood up for the nation. Veterans Cannabis Operations out of Miami opened up their website. They did broadcast. They did everything to support it, let you know what it is. In St. Petersburg, MOVE, and some of the other places, Purple Haze, and a lot of them who have stood up for months and said, here it is, here's how you do it, and here's where you go to get the right information. That's been good for our veterans. Everybody can't do that, but everybody couldn't do opioids either. But a lot of people in pain now have an alternative, and they can, of course, get the help. Virtual career fairs, I am going to talk about over the next two shows so that we get through May, because in June, schools will be out and it'll be a different whole program. But there are job fairs right now. Please take a moment. Go through it. If you happen to know a veteran or a family member of a veteran that needs to upgrade their employment, everybody should be working, okay? But you need to upgrade your employment. Please, take a moment. Upgrade your employment. Do it. Please, because here's a time that this happens. I've been around long enough to know that sometimes you can't get a raise. And you will run into that, you young people out here now. But there are times when you can get a raise. Take advantage of it. Okay? When the raises come, take advantage of it. a senior leader's perspective on military transitions. Okay? That's coming up on a future show that I want you to know. Military transitions should be done the same way they do boot camp. And I met a guy years ago who had civilian boot camp. I don't know what happened to him. But the plan he had laid out, I will never forget. When you go into the military, you spend 6 weeks, you do the boot camp, you get ready for the military. When you come out of the military, you should get 12 weeks, period. How do you get back in the system? Make sure that you got a job. Make sure that you got your own place. A lot of family have taken care of the wives and the husbands and the grandkids. Now you're getting out of the military. You got your own responsibilities back as a civilian. So I'm going to push civilian boot camp. Military transitions. We're going to start off with making sure that your success starts with a great and a good job. That's why I'm highlighting this. And I know that it's April. We're coming out of all of the stuff. You're doing your spring cleaning. You're getting everything ready for the summer. This year, because COVID has now gone a little bit south of us, this year is an opportunity to get a good job and help offset inflation, because the raises are already in. I can remember the first McDonald's job, I didn't get it. But my schoolmate, Calvin, got it, McDowell. He got the job, and he was walking around with his little McDonald's. They were selling McDonald's then for 15 cents. 15 cents. But what was good about it was the fact that it was a job. And that's what I'm talking about. There came a time when you couldn't upgrade, you couldn't get a raise, you couldn't get this, and then something changed. Well, COVID changed that. There are raises in the works for everybody. So if you happen to have one, and there are better jobs with more money, don't get stuck. Be on the move, and it'll be on the up and up. That's a universal positive principle philosophy. Now, I'm going to take a minute and talk about something, because I do believe in one other thing that we got involved in with. Don't forget, Veterans Cannabis Operations. Go online, check them out. Now, if something happens to you, who in your family is responsible for taking care of that? All we say is go online, look up Burial with Dignity. There's a lot of information on that that will let you know what to do. The reason I'm starting off with that, because we spent some time getting ready for our big event, which is Memorial Weekend, where we honor, get the flags and honor everybody who might be in a cemetery. Bay Pines National Cemetery staff put out a little something, and they want everybody to know that they appreciate everything this community has done. And they say, welcome to Bay Pines National Cemetery. We hope you find peace aimed these quiet and beautiful grounds and visit us. If you happen to be a veteran, you happen to have a military member, because of what this says, this year in this area, let's start with the Bay Pines Cemetery. They've done a lot of work out there, and their mission stands for something that I know, and it's a beautiful saying. The National Cemetery Administration honors veterans and their families with the final resting place in a national shrine and with lasting tribute that commemorate the service and the sacrifice to our nation. Burial with Dignity. One of the divisions of American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and of course, Burial with Dignity, WVET online radio, Voice for Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Chamber of Commerce. These are divisions under some of the other VSOs. And people say VSO, Veteran Service Organizations. We know some of the big ones, American Legion. Of course, our good friends over there at DAV. And our newest great friends, Wounded Warriors. These are all Veterans Service Organizations. And they're here to make sure that if there's anything that is needed for a veteran or his family, that they have some place to go and at least get started with getting the right information. Hope and inspiration comes with the DAV. American Legion, hope and inspiration. All of those places are still up and running. Yes, a few of them have closed over the years, but you got plenty of American Legions, plenty of AMVETs that are there. And don't forget all of our buddies at the USO. Utilize the services that have already been established. If you're a veteran, start at the VA. If they can't help you for any reason or if the phone lines are tied up or whatever it is, check us out, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Go for our resources area, and you may be able to find some alternative to maybe what you couldn't get done. The VA was set up many years ago to maybe help over the years to help me 4 or 5 million people, and we well surpassed that. So our job is not to keep dumping on the VA. Our job is to let you know that there's other ways to get the help you need and that you can praise the VA for all of the work they've done to help your brother and your friends and your sister, you know, there, because you got to remember right now it's a bunch of women in and out of the military. They're going to have to make some adjustments at all VA hospitals where they were geared for men. It's being done. We can say that. We can say that James Haley right here in Tampa does a heck of a job, and they're moving into specialty services as well. So we salute James Haley and of course our good friends over there at Bay Pines. Now, when you look at what's going on around America, no matter where you are, you can find maybe what we call a stand down. In the state of Florida, we are having ours right now, starting next week, the 29th through the 1st, okay, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the concourse, Rotary Pavilion, 11919 Alaric Pottsburg Road, Shady Hills, Florida. You need to put in your zip code 34610 so that you can, of course, get it on Google it up. And this is actually located off SR 52, just west of the Suncoast Parkway. And that's all over here in the west coast of Paradise, Pasco County. Right on the edge, of course, of us right here in Pinellas, Hillsborough. So that, I hope, will give you a little bit more information as to why you should show up. And I think they've got it, but if you want to volunteer, please show up. If you can't do it this year, we'll be back next year. Let them know that you can volunteer and help. And the volunteer positions include help set up the site, help direct parking. We do need a couple of people who can get on a golf cart or have a truck so that they can drive stuff around. We need a couple of, we need check-in people, guides, barbers, stylists, trash pickup, safety team, fill in, tear down, and donation room. Bless you. Thank you. Again, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we're grateful to have you listen to us today. 96.7 FM, Sunshine Radio. Check us out Saturday morning.
Rise and Shine Radio, 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. new just for you. 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.